From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy brought dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but they were unable to rescue perhaps as many as 700 or more in the worst migrant tragedy on the high seas since April of last year. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. And before these latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing. The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
In the worst incident, a fishing boat without a motor and carrying an estimated 400 migrants and being towed by a large rubber boat sank. Also in the news, UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan has called for renewed efforts to distribute aid funds. Eugene Owusu says the UN has only received a fraction of the cash needed.
The humanitarian appeal that we launched late last year is today funded at only 29%. We need more contributions urgently in order to reach people in dire need across the country as they seek to regain their lives and indeed their livelihoods.
UN has appealed for more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance for South Sudan. This is VOA News. The chief